April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Jonathan Johnson is an NMU alumnus and professor in the Creative Writing Program at Eastern Washington University. He is also the host of Public Radio 90's weekly 3-minute poetry break called The Poet's Nook.
Soliloquy of the Presque Isle Sasquatch. Mostly it's not so bad. You and your houses, me and these bowers deep from your road and trails. When the grass and fern grow high in the sun that comes down for an hour through the gap high in the cover of beech and maple, pine, hemlock, and oak, I lie doubly hidden. I listen to your cars idling the narrow tunnel through the forest and slowly out again, where the asphalt curves back with the coast. I hear your babble from where you walk by, cries of your young at play in the clearing, though your voices most often come soft, smooth as the grass and fern. You do not know your grace here. For company at night, I watch your lights pulse and quiet and pulse, the red, the white, far down shore and out where the water's dark horizon ends in stars. Back out of the wind, just into the sheltering woods, from my clifftop, I consider you in your town, a constellation that seems to fit in the palm of my extended hand. Winter's no problem either, all this fur. It goes white. And though I don't hibernate, I snooze a lot. Grow thin on stashed pine nuts and the occasional squirrel that stashed them. I make precious few footprints and keep to caves you don't know, hidden far down sheen faces at frozen water's edge, and watch the snow outside the thin entrance snake over the ice. In spring, among trillium, I remember. I wasn't always alone. My fur darkens. So if you think you glimpse me dash between trees at the shady far end of sight, know I'm happy enough living like this. Mostly, it's good. Only in hard rain, like today, sheltered in my cave where waves push in and rattle the pebbles back out, do I sometimes wish otherwise, wish myself among you, and think of your warm houses. Dispensation. We are mistaken to suppose the dead want us to walk out at night and stare alone into the dark horizon. Thinking them just beyond the wind, we stand facing the cold and waves like a shore pine shaped to absence. We speak to clouds we know only by a lack of stars. We count ourselves with them, keeping our backs to town or gazing down shore at its small lights with abstracted affection. But the dead don't ask for our loneliness. We confuse loyalty to what is not with loyalty to them while trying not to shiver. In fact, our little errand was done when we heard the crescendo and diminuendo of those waves, visible only in the white of their ending, and thought, what little we perceive of beauty's extent. Beyond that, the dead would send us to dens of laughter and warm light. What are you doing out here? They would ask. There are songs being sung. Take yourself there. Touch someone's hand. Sit at a table where someone speaks the name I knew you by. Out far enough. For sorrow, we have love and the waves dying in. We can visit our lives in the country of winter trees and blue ruin. For the nameless, we have silence. Where tenderness runs out, there is tenderness. A trail descends into the next glen. Our anti-muse's hair is the color of loam. For gospel, she has shelved volumes of everything we leave unwritten. For forgiveness, she has light from a peat fire, rain on small windows. To whoever may care for me dying, do what you must. Swab the raw places as delicately as you can, but go on and swab them. If I wince, I would be clean. Such work befits those who can see so little left between skull and skin and not think them. You needn't imagine if I say I lived once on the sea in the wind and sun. You're not yet born, I hope, so what's this world? If there's nothing for the pain, there's nothing. Thank you anyway for the morphine dripped from the eyedropper onto my tongue like communion, for the pink, wet sponge small on its plastic stick and dabbed on my lips, if that's where we're at. Thank you for the clean cotton, for the comb and buttons for as long as that was possible. Step outside when you can to look at light on things. From this far, I don't know what else may be required. But if there's a rose somewhere in the room, won't you bring it to me? Press its deep, open folds right up to my nose. And whatever song you might sing, please sing to me. Suddenly seeing an absent sandstone, how it will be. Mostly, time is slow about amputating our lives from us. Our 15-year-old sits at the table where she was 4, debating how many weeks in our hometown will fit into her summer, and we let her win. My young body and your young body are gone. Years we don't see some people we call friends. Our college has buildings where there was lawn. Today, though, back here without you, I walked the island shore path out to the spire on which we set with our pizza slices, our rock, jetty in the waves, perch over flat water, where the ice brush parted out past the snow. I saw what some storm had done.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.